Has your business won a state contract before? What is it like to do business with a state agency? We talk with a woman-owned business working within our state's supplier diversity program on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. But first, we kick off our winter membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. And I really want to drive home this point that your support is the foundation of funding for WPR programs. And in fact, it is the largest chunk. It is what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for these great discussions. And that is why Andrea Schwerbel is here. Hi there, Andrea.
Hi, Kate.
And we're here to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This hour, we have a goal of 20 gifts to meet, and these hourly goals are important because they help us to stay on track financially so that we can keep the discussion going strong on The Morning Show and the Ideas Network. So you can make a gift and support that goal at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you are powerful, full stop, because people who listen, you provide the most significant share of funding for WPR programs. And your donation, it is an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
Your contribution keeps independent and public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you listen to WPR because you count on the fact-based reporting, the fabulous, interesting conversations we have, the great music. And you probably agree, Wisconsin, it is a better place because we all have access to high-quality news and entertainment programming.
And that access is possible thanks to donors. We call our donors members. You're a listener, and now take the next step and become a member. You can do it with a donation of $120, $10 a month, whatever amount's right for you, and it makes Wisconsin a place where great radio is available to everyone. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
That's right, enriched. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hello, all to you moms. Make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Andrea Schwerbel. Your support during this winter member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And we know that your time is valuable, so giving to WPR is just going to take a few minutes. We'll just need your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Super quick, super easy to do, and your gift right now, it absolutely helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When 20 more people support WPR programs in the next 50 minutes, we will meet our goal. WPR is listener-powered, and your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
How about the lovely 2022 WPR t-shirt, USA made, printed right here in the Badger State? Give $10 a month or more at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552 and ask for your t-shirt. This special offer only available today, and tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month.
And if you are a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. Shout out to you. You can always increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Trish in Appleton, who says WPR is the very first thing I hear in the morning. And Trish loves all the programs. Brian in Middleton says, I love the in-depth and balanced reporting about the nation and about Wisconsin. Thank you so much to Trish and Brian. Your gift is powerful at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. And now to what it's like to work within the state's supplier diversity program, which the legislature created nearly 40 years ago, the intent to help level the playing field for minority-owned businesses bidding on state contracts. The law set a goal for state agencies and UW campuses to purchase goods and services from certified minority-owned business enterprises, or MBEs. They set a bar at 5%, but meeting even that modest level of spending is difficult. Has your business won a state contract? Are you a veteran or a woman-owned business? Have you had difficulty meeting bid specs or figuring out why you didn't win it? 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Adonica Randall is president and CEO of the Pewaukee-based tech firm Abaxent, and it's worked on Pfizer Forum. Adonica, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good early morning. How are you?
I love it. Well, how much help do you think that businesses are getting from being certified under the Wisconsin Supplier Diversity Program?
I don't know. Let's define the word help.
Okay.
Certifications are valuable. Abaxent has a variety of certifications, state-based, some national ones, that type of thing. From the state perspective, I mean, I think they do a really good job of having a system that publishes what opportunities are there. Let's back up to the 5%. I have a hard time understanding how 5% is a number to hit. I think that's really too small.
Way too low.
I do understand. Well, yeah, 5% on a project. It may be the reason that a lot of people don't go after it. 5% is a very small percent out of 100% to put a lot of effort into, unless you're already established.
Well, here's the thing. Governments, they tend to buy in bulk. They buy things at a larger scale. Smaller businesses have a more difficult time competing for this type of business. Why do you think it's important to get all these types of certifications?
You brought up a really good point. Because they buy in bulk, because they do things on a large scale, it becomes very important that the organization that's certifying, I think, puts effort into encouraging their vendors, all the vendors that are in the pool, to look to each other to partner. Partner is the way of getting things done, as we go forward into the future. No individual company can do everything. I mean, take the FANG stock people off the table, the Facebooks and Amazons but Facebook is now Meta, so I guess they don't get to be FANG anymore. But I mean, you take those off the table, the majority of the company in the U.S. are small business, 70 to 80%. We can't do everything for everybody, but together we can do a lot of things for more people. And I think if there's encouragement on how to, they assist in getting businesses together to partner with with meets or whatever it is they can do to encourage that. Because in a lot of cases, we don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't know each other. I know in order, you said the Pfizer form, let's take that as an example. We partnered, we had being a subcontractor to Johnson Controls, which is, obviously a local international huge company, we partnered with multiple other partners in order to deliver that service that we did. That's how we were successful. I think with the state has a lot of opportunities that people could partner on and be successful. And I think that they would meet their goal. They sort of have to look at that number a different way. And they have to look at it the way that, corporate organizations look at those numbers now.
Well, Adonica, let me ask you this. Do you think, and I really want to get your opinion on this, do you think there's enough transparency in government contracting as it exists now?
I'm thinking, I think that if you mean availability and acknowledgement and the fact that you can see the work coming, you know, there's a lot of government-based systems out there that allow us to see what work is physically there, and it allows us to bid on that work. I haven't had any problem with the visibility of the work that's coming out. You do need somebody, you would need a resource that really watches that, because there's a lot of things, there's a lot of it. Yeah, there's a lot. We know what we're aiming at. Being a technology company, we're aiming at the tech things that go up. So we just sort of, I have a gentleman that actually monitors the work that comes out from there.
Okay.
He monitors that. He's actually one of my, remote employees. He's actually down in Florida. But he can monitor that work and say, hey, here's two or three things we might be interested in.
Adonica Randall leads a Pewaukee-based tech firm, reflecting on her experience in the state's supplier diversity program over the years. How can the program better serve the state's underrepresented communities? Are you part of the program? What difference has it made for your business and finding success in landing state contracts? 800-642-1234. We'll continue this ahead on the Ideas Network. We are learning how state procurement processes could be more inclusive through the Wisconsin Supplier Diversity Program. Here on The Morning Show, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's check in on our winter membership drive that is officially underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Andrea Schwerbel, and we're here to say that you rely on the Ideas Network for these informative, interesting discussions. We rely on you to keep programs like The Morning Show going strong.
Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that is why your gift of any amount right now makes such a difference. You can make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 40 minutes left for this hour, and we're looking for 13 more people to join in. A baker's dozen. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener powered, which means that your donation right now is going to make a difference. And make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let me tell you this, every day, our team works hard to bring you a great morning of radio. And it is an absolute pleasure because we know that you're curious and you're intelligent. You move these conversations forward. We also know you like to have fun and enjoy all that Wisconsin has to offer.
Thank you for being such a great audience and for being the reason that we do what we do. And we do rely on you for that financial support, making these mornings with Kate possible. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, our monthly giving program is becoming really popular. And in fact, we have more than 25,000 sustaining members who make these ongoing monthly gifts, and that number is growing day by day.
We think you will really like giving this way. You set up a monthly amount to come from your bank account or credit card, and it continues automatically every month. Very easy to get started. You can make a gift of $10 or $20 a month, or whatever amount works for you, and you can set that up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is $10 Tuesday. Ask for your new WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month. You'll provide ongoing support for the essential news and refreshing entertainment you rely on, and you'll love your new t-shirt. It's only available for $10 a month today. $10 Tuesday. Ask for your t-shirt now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Andrea Schwerbel, and it's your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the programs you enjoy humming along. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we absolutely appreciate and we count on your gift.
If you have already made a donation this year or you are a sustaining member, thank you so much. You can always consider making an extra gift, maybe $50 or $100 to support WPR. And that happens at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join us this drive. And thank you for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
Just love how these gifts are rolling in, Andrea. We are looking for 7 more gifts, I believe, to join in. You make WPR possible this hour when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can support the programs you value and ask for that new WPR t-shirt that we just heard about. It's all yours with a gift of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's a special offer only available today. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to David in Beloit, who says they love listening to WPR. It makes their day better, and they appreciate the morning show. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org, and thanks. Now we're discussing the state supplier diversity program and efforts to level the playing field for minority-owned businesses. And we talked with the director of the program last month, Tondra Davis, who said they have limited capacity to go beyond checking the certification of applicants.
We're not able to help them with resources to help build their capacity so that they can get increasingly larger state contracts.
How could state procurement and contract bidding be more inclusive? Has your minority-owned firm been shut out of bids? What happened? 800-642-1234. Talk is right here, 800-642-1234. Adonica Randall with us, CEO of a Pewaukee-based tech firm, became certified through the Supplier Diversity Program about a decade ago. Adonica, I want to ask you, let's look for some solutions here. How could the supplier diversity program be improved so it could more consistently meet goals?
Well, I think to follow up, one of the things that Tondra said, and she's been very helpful since she's come into the program piece. I think the company has to do what Maxson's done is we've been intentional. From the time we originally looked at the state as a potential place to do business, we had to have a strategic plan on how we were going to work inside that organization. Yeah, it is the state. It's a government entity. It's different than working with private entities. So we had to figure out what that meant. We had to learn the environment. We had to learn the processes that they had, and they're pretty stringent. They don't take if you don't give them what is required. It's not a we can do that or catch it later. Mm-hmm. You have to be intentional on how you're doing the work. I must say, over the years, the state business has become significant for us in our revenue, but it is an intentional interface that we have to have to put things together on how we're going to go after the work that's there. And I'm going to go back to the fact that I think you asked what they could do. I think one of the things they could do, and I don't know, I'm not a legislator, I'm not good with the politics, but I know a lot of states around us have, they give preference to businesses of a certain size. They give preference to businesses that are formed in their state. I think Wisconsin needs to look more into how do we support Wisconsin-based businesses. The state has a lot of businesses that they work with that come outside of the state of Wisconsin, and I'm sure they do that because they're large. But that's going to take me back to the fact that everybody can't start large. That goes back to that partnership. People have to find out how to partner, to go in, to be able to do some of the things that the state requires because it's based on size, or because it's based on nowadays insurance, or it's based on those types of things that are required. More courses or teaching moments that they can have from that side to help smaller businesses understand what is required so that when they go in with that intention, they hit that intention as opposed to sort of flailing around inside of all the things that have to get done.
How important are relationships to you in the contracts that you win and forging those relationships so that you can re-up those contracts?
Well, I mean, the reality, again, you're dealing with a government agency. It's not about that, you know, relationships are nice and they're great and they work better in the private sector side. Yeah, the state has, they have rules and they have regulations and they have targets that you have to hit in the things that you're delivering. And they have pricing restrictions and requirements, and people have to understand that. And I can honestly say I have not seen that a relationship will offset someone else coming in new. If I've got a cheaper way to get something done, I don't believe the state is going to go with somebody they have a relationship with over a pricing.
It comes back to the numbers and what the
It comes back to the rules.
Okay, and the rules.
Right. Yes. And part of their rules involves percentages of numbers. And a lot of times they will flat out tell you, we're going to go with the cheapest price.
Adonica, thank you for joining us.
All righty. Thank you for having me.
Adonica Randall, president and CEO of Abaxent. Ahead this hour, we look at celebrities pushing crypto with getting your thoughts. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.